You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show, Dr. Marianne Goodman. She is a psychotherapist out of New York, New York, and today we're going to learn a little bit about her practice and what exactly she's doing to help the fine folks of New York City. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Dr. Goodman, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome to me, too.
Good morning. So Dr. Goodman, could you just kind of explain to me and my audience a little bit about what your practice provides for the people of New York?
Oh, hopefully not to all the people of New York, since I'm a one-man band and I can only do so much. I am an MD. I am a psychiatrist.
Okay.
My own background is a bit eclectic. I was a surgeon. I am now a full-time psychiatrist in private practice. What that means is that I see individual patients, generally long-term, although occasionally for a short-term period, in usually individual or couple therapy. They come to my office. We sit for anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half, frequently on a weekly basis, and we try to Sherlock Holmes-like understand what are the problems, what are the options, and how to make it better.
Now, Dr. Goodman, what issues do you normally see couples coming in with? I mean, are we talking about, you know, depression, anxiety, my husband doesn't take out the trash enough? What kind of issues?
My husband doesn't take out the trash enough, but more often my husband doesn't talk to me. It's usually, you know, the taking out of the trash is the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
It's usually something far more important than the trash.
Right.
But it can devolve into just that kind of thing, at which point you have a cold war going on. So individuals come in with depression, anxiety. They come in with questions about, you know, what am I going to do with my life? Right. Am I going to have a life? Couples come in usually talking about the problems between the two of them, but there are often also individual problems that come out in the course of the therapy that have to be addressed separately from the couples.
That brings up a great point. I was actually going to ask you, if you enter into a relationship and you have some unresolved mental issues yourself, can that sometimes bleed into the relationship?
Sometimes. Try always.
Wow.
I mean, how do you separate, you know, the fact that I'm insecure,
right,
I don't feel like anybody really would want to be with me, from how I deal with you as my partner? I mean, it's inescapable that that is going to come out in the relationship, just right, as it does in the workplace or in family dynamics or even walking down the street or trying to get onto a subway car.
Now, Dr. Goodman, do you think it's just because are people just not educated enough to kind of spot these symptoms out on their own? Or maybe they have, and they know they have some of these issues, but they just don't want to walk through the door to get them resolved.
Try all of the above. But wow, you know what? It's a lot easier to see them in someone else than
right,
in yourself.
Right.
So, you know, I have couples coming in pointing the finger. Well, he does, or she always does, or he never does. It's rarely, sometimes, but rarely, just one person.
Right. It's a team effort.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice? And the problem is it has to be a team effort to make it better also.
Right. So in essence, it's never going to work if one part of the relationship wants to seek out therapy, but the other doesn't. They both have to walk in together.
You know, not necessarily. That's the ideal. But the fact of the matter is that you can actually do a great deal to influence the dynamic, even one-sided. I use the analogy of a chemical equation.
Right.
So you have two reagents, mm-hmm, and you have certain circumstances, and then you have a product. If you change one of those factors, you are going to get a different equation.
Wow.
So you don't have to have two changes.
Right.
One change will actually cause a different reaction in the other.
because maybe they're afraid that they're going to lose the other person if they don't agree to do this.
You know what? If you push different buttons, you're going to get a different response.
That is a brilliant. Now, I guess about how many sessions do you normally recommend to have like some kind of breakthrough?
Wouldn't that be nice? Unfortunately, you know, one of the advantages to being a surgeon is you have a much clearer timetable.
Right.
You sort of open somebody up, or at least in my day, we opened them up. Nobody gets opened up these days. But in my day, you opened them up. You took a look at what the problem was. You either could do something or you closed them up and knew you couldn't do anything. It was pretty sort of immediate gratification.
Right.
Psychiatry, unfortunately, has a far more amorphous timeline. These things,
right,
in most cases are far more nuanced, and therefore they have to almost ease into it. It's sort of the difference between diving into the deep end of the swimming pool and walking in from the shallow end.
Right. You got to slap a handle with care sticker on it.
Kind of. But you know what? Sometimes walking in from the shallow end is a better thing.
Right.
Because at least that way you figure out if there's water there.
Yeah. And you
otherwise,
see the deep
by
end.
Halfway into your dive, you realize, uh-oh, there's no water in this pool. I'm in deep trouble.
And that is a horrible thing for anyone to experience. Now,
I would actually not know because I'm far more, you know, forth-thinking than that. But, yeah, I could imagine not a good idea.
To dive in an empty pool. No, probably not.
Yeah, you know, you probably don't come out. That's part of the problem. It's like that's a one-time experience.
Now, Dr. Goodman, where are you located in New York? And if people are interested in kind of getting a hold of you and getting some help themselves, how can they go about doing that?
Well, I mean, regrettably, in these days, you know, things like time, location, insurance, finances, all of those things have to be sort of considered.
Right.
My office is on the Upper East Side in Manhattan. I'm reasonably close to the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Okay.
You know, so in terms of location.
Yeah.
The nice thing about New York City, and that includes all of the boroughs, with the possible exception of Staten Island, since I'm not sure I really consider that part of New York City, but we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, the other boroughs have a wealth of, if you will, people who perform psychotherapy. And the interesting thing is, I think I may have started to say, is psychotherapy is practiced by many different people from many different disciplines.
Right.
The only time where seeing a psychiatrist with a medical degree is absolutely necessary is when medication is indicated.
Right.
And it's not always indicated for any number of reasons. Often it is a real help. It's a little bit like wearing glasses. The fact is, the glasses don't make you see if you're blind, but they can help you see clearly if it's the correct prescription. So we psychiatrists with an MD degree are the only ones who can prescribe medication.
Ah.
Therefore, a psychiatrist has to be involved in some way where medication is indicated. Psychiatrists don't have to be the ones doing the psychotherapy.
Right.
That can be done by lay therapists, social workers, psychologists, whomever, bartenders, taxi drivers, except taxi drivers in New York don't know where they're going, and so
sure.
I really am not sure I would trust them to give counseling
sure.
either. But the fact in London, they are very good at that sort of thing. In any case, the point is psychotherapy is the talking part of the therapy, and it's an incredibly important part.
Well, Dr.
In that,
Goodman,
it has, just one thing, it has a lot more to do with the chemistry between the people than the degree. So you have to find someone you relate to whom you can trust.
Couldn't have said that better myself if I tried. Dr. Goodman, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. You have been a wonderful guest. And thank you for giving us all this wealth of information about psychotherapy and how it's used and what it means. We really appreciate it. I'm not sure if 8 minutes was nearly enough time, but
I'm very verbose. So. But thank you for the opportunity, and I really do feel that everybody needs someone to talk to.
Absolutely. I agree with you 1,000%. Dr. Goodman, everybody, thank you very much.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.